أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, we completed section 4 yesterday, which was the look at the Quranic commandments, or the 10 Quranic commandments. Now we're looking at section 5 from today, and this is from Ayat 40 to 60. In essence, the section is about the consequences and advice to those who rejected revelation. And their main rejection was of the Akhirah, the rejection of accountability and of the afterlife. So let's start with Ayah 40, where Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Afa asfakum rabbukum bilbaneen. What? Have you thought in your head that your Rabb preferred to give you sons, وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثَ, and for himself he has taken daughters from amongst the angels? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا. Indeed, you are saying a grievous saying. You're saying something that is awful. See, if the relationship with Allah is of ubudiyah, where there's a total commitment to the Rabb, then none of this comes up. But when there's not a total commitment and there's picking and choosing, then we make up our own stories. So historically, they didn't like daughters because women were used and abused. So they made up this thing that Allah has taken angels as daughters and given them sons. And then Ayah 41. وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. And definitely, indeed, we have explained in different ways in this Qur'an, لِيَذَّكَّرُوا, so that you may remind yourself, so that you may be mindful. وَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا. But for those who don't believe, it just adds more hatred for revelation, aversion of it. And again, I repeat that in this surah, we will find Qur'an mentioned more times than in any other surah. Ayah 42, قُلْ, say, tell them, لَوْ كَانَ مَعْهُ إِلَٰهَةٌ كَمَا يَقُولُونَ إِذَا لَبْتَغَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِرَارْشِ سَبِيلًا. If there were other gods, if there were lots of other gods, then surely they would have found a way to seek a way to the Rub of power. When there are multiple gods, there's always a clash. And here Allah is saying, if there were multiple gods, they would have wanted the power, the arsh. They would have wanted his position. Don't you think he's trying to say? Look at it logically. And Ayah 43, Subhanahu. He is just too perfect. Wa ta'ala. He is too elevated. Amma yakuluna, for all this nonsense about what they say. Uluwan kabira, he is way above and too great for this sort of stuff that they say. And then Ayah 44, Tusabbihu lahu samawatu sab'u wal ard, the seven heavens declare his perfection, and the earth too, wa man fihinna, and all that are in it. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ تُسَبِّهَهُمْ. And there is not a single creation that does not declare his perfection, but that it declares his perfection with his praise. But you cannot comprehend their declaration of his perfection. إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. I love these two names. Indeed, he is Halim. He is forbearing. And maybe the way I can translate forbearing is somebody who has patience with a lot of love, like a mom, a ghafura, and he is forgiving. Now we look at Ayah 45, which is what this section, part of what this section is about. He says, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنِ, when you recite the Quran, he's telling the Prophet, he's telling generally those who recite the Quran, جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, we place between you and those who do not believe bil akhirati, in the akhirah. And that's the root issue, the accountability in akhirah. Hijabam mastura, a barrier. Now let's just discuss this for a minute. Hijab is a barrier, a means by which something is obstructed, something by which access is denied. It could be a cloth, it could be a wall, anything. Mastur comes from satara, which means to cover, but not entirely, not completely. So the difference between hijab and satar is that hijab is a total barrier and satar doesn't completely cover. So this is saying we place between you and them a barrier which in itself is almost covered. And that in essence is talking about one's attitude. When we come to the Quran, the attitude of, I just know it all, I don't need to learn. Not knowing the scope of our own ignorance is part of the human condition. The hidden barrier between the Quran and those who reject revelation is the stubbornness in not recognizing their ignorance. See, what is necessary when we come to the Quran is intellectual humility. And intellectual humility is simply the recognition that things I might believe in might be wrong. It's a methodology of thinking. It's about entertaining the possibility that one may be wrong and to be open to learn from the experience of others and from revelation. Intellectual humility is about being actively curious about our blind spots. Most important of all, the intellectually humble are more likely to admit it when they are wrong. When we admit we're wrong, we can come closer to the truth. And it promises to help us avoid these headstrong decisions and these wrong opinions, allowing us to engage more constructively, especially with the Quran. But those who didn't believe held on to their belief. Now what happens? Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً. We have placed on their hearts a cover. Akinna is like a seal that blocks out light. It's keeping something away from the sun. So here Allah is saying that there is a seal which prevents the light of revelation to enter. وَيَفْقَهُهُ. And they will not understand it, lest they understand it. فِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. And in their ears there is a heaviness, like a blocked sinus. وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنَ وَحْدَهُ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. And when you mention your Rabb in the Quran, they turn their backs in aversion. They turn away because they just cannot, they're not prone to accept revelation. Let us ponder over this aspect of hijab and mastura and think about the times when we are so stuck in what we believe in that we don't wish to look at an alternate that divinity provides us in revelation. Inshallah, we will talk about this more tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.